This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. That's the topic of today's shiur. Shalom Aleichem. You're supposed to say Aleichem Shalom. Okay, that's the first thing. If somebody greets you, I tell this to my kids all the time. Somebody says Shalom Aleichem, you look them in the eye and you say Aleichem Shalom. So what, I'm on Zoom. I could still see you. Even when your video is off, I still see. I have a special app. I see what's going on. By the way, even when the Zoom is off, I could see. You have to be careful. You know? What? Okay. The Gemara said on Daf Yud that why did Chazal make Kinuyim? Whether it's Lashon Umos or whether it's Lashon Shabbatim Chachamim, why do they make Kinuyim? Because, so you don't come to say Karban. So say Karban. No, you'll come to say Karban Lashem. So say Karban Lashem. You might just say Lashem and you won't say Karban. Let's begin with the Rush. The Rush says, Lashon Shabbatim Chachamim, Kedei La'asos Harchaka, to make a precaution, Deloi Lema Karban Lashem, Ze'alai, so that you don't come to say Karban Lashem. Upa'amim Yakdim Hashem LeKarban. Sometimes you will be Makdim Hashem to the Karban. You know what? In my edition, the next word is rubbed out. How do they do that? What's the next word in the Rush? Anybody? It's rubbed out of mine. I guess it'd say Upasak. Anybody have the next word in the Rush? You see in the Rush? No. And you're going to stop from completing your words. Velidar. Okay, so the Rush says we're afraid that you'll say Lashem first and then you'll, for whatever reason, you'll stop. And because we're afraid you're going to stop, so Nimsa, that you said Shem Shemayim Levatala. Yeah? That's the chshash of the Rush. They were afraid that you're going to, so to speak, get distracted in the middle of what you're saying. And you're not going to end off your statement. That's how the Rush explains it. Shema lo yigmar devarav. Shema lo yigmar devarav. You might not finish off your statement. Okay, that's the chshash of the Rush. There are other ways of learning this Gemara, though. And another way to learn this Gemara is brought by the Chidah in Parshas Bereishis, in one of the first pieces, Ala Torah, on the Sefer Nachal Kidumim. The Rush, the Chidah brings that the chshash is that you might die. You might die. If you say Karban Lashem, you might say Lashem Karban, and then you might say Lashem, and the person might expire before he says Karban. So therefore, we say these Kinuyim. That's how the Shla HaKadosh understands it. And the Chidah himself has a completely different understanding. So the Rush says we're afraid you may get interrupted. The Shla says you may die. The Chidah has a different way to look at this. The Chidah says, Bereishis bara lekim, bezayar parshas Yisroi, soif daf pezayin, revelezer amar, loy itzrich lemidgar, shma kadisha, ela basar mila. It is not needed to mention the name of God only after another word. In other words, you can't just say God's name. You have to say another word before it. Why? Even in the Torah, God's name does not appear until after two words. We don't just say Elohim bara b'bereishis. We first say other words before we say Hashem's name. So the Zohar says from here we see that whenever you say Hashem's name, you have to say other words first. V'gam Rash Amar Hachi Sham B'Samach. Also, the Rash says this B'Samach. Umikan Toichachas Megula. This is an open rebuke. Shemashakasav Rab Shimon Begamarin bin Adarim Daf Yud Ubebreshis Rabba Pei Aleph Uberej Taras Kayanim Shalo Yoimar Lashem Karban Ela Karban Lashem. You ready for this? When whose teaching is it in the Gemara that you should not say Lashem Karban, but rather Karban Lashem? It's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is going l'shitasei of the Zayar. In the Zayar, Rab Shimon says you can never say God's name unless you first say other words. So Rab Shimon in Shas, and Rab Shimon in the Medrash, and Rab Shimon in Taras Kaihanim is all l'shitasei of Rab Shimon in the Zayar, that there's a din, you can't say Hashem's name unless you say other words first. D'loy l'adker shmei b'rei kanya, not to mention God's name empty. Ukma shapirish Rab Elezer. Vitzedek harav karban aron shapirish kain. The karban aron who explains this is correct. V'chein ro'i yisi laharav nezer hakodesh ba'arichos gadol. The nezer hakodesh explains this in great length. V'zer ro'i yisi b'likute rabbeinu b'tzalel k'sav yad perakam de megillah al davtes shapirish b'shem gilyon shehu rabbeinu eliezer mitoich Shakasa, Vizal Shum Rishis Rabbi Isa, the Lahachi like Kazarachmana, like him Bara Barashis, Lila Medchash, La Yaskar Shim Shamayim, Aloy Klum. You can't just say God's name on an empty. Shakacha Murazala, Yomer Adam Lashem Oila, Shaloy Yotzi Shim Shamayim Lavatala, Aloy Dover. Vachin Matsasi, Beperushamachirim. So, basically, we've encountered a third explanation why you can't say Lashem Karban. The Rush says you may stop. The Shlosh says you may die. The Chida says because you're not allowed to say Hashem's name unless you say other words first.
What about Yud Gimel Midas?
What about them?
You're saying Hashem's name first.
You say a whole Kel Melch Yosef Akisa Rachamim Misnag Bechasidus Moich Halavoy Nesavoy Marva Rishon Rishon Marva Chilachatam Mislich Lapoishim. So, you know, you say all that, and third of all, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is not us talking; it's God talking. God could say His name without saying anything first, right? Vayavar Hashem Al Panav Vayikra is God talking. So Hashem could say His name without saying anything before it. Now, how many words do you need to say first? Do you need to say two words? You see Shema Yisrael, two words. You see Bereshis Bara, two words. But Kadosh, 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 three words. Baruch Kevoid, two words. So what's the rule? Anyway, the Chidah continues. And Mikan Shua Mashgazar Rav Kosnoisar. The Rabbi Kosnoisar, who was the Rav Panamiros, Parshas Vayechi. This week's Parsha. Kalatz Moisai Taimarna Hashem Micha Moicha. This is a question on the Kosnoisar who says on the pasuk Katzmois Daran Hashem Icha Mechamash Kosav Bazar Parshas Baschanan Daf Reish Samal Zayin Amud Bei Because of the Tamash Kosav Ben Darm Shaloi Lama Hashem Karam Shaloi Yamos. Here he says it's for a different reason. You might die. Vadavar Kasha Al Gado Shekamoisa Ich Naka Bepshiz Datam Shaloi Yamos. How could such a big rabbi say that the reason is we're worried you might die? Where did he get that from? The Harash Sham bin Adarm Pirish Shalay Yachsarbai. The Rush says, so you don't retract. Vesu de me hazoyar yisrei muchach da tam shalay yazgar shem aloy klum. The Zoyar is much as a different reason, so you don't say Hashem's name without saying anything first. Vu balatar sapi azar parshas hanam betam shema yamos. He's going to explain a Zoyar with a different reason. The Zohar himself gave the reason of a sifri hakatam pesach enam biyuma amadti bazeh v'sham kasavti ki tam zehu me'arav shla. That reason he might die comes from the shla v'achrov hidbiku bali ha'parashim, and many people followed suit v'im kandas v'ishan k'ma shikasavti sham v'oid kivan de b'shas v'amidrashim amar Rab Shimon gufei. Since the bal ha'memra is Rab Shimon, then mistama, the reason for Rab Shimon is what Rab Shimon himself said in the Zayar. Mistama hatama miti k'mach birish Rab Shimon ma'atzvei bizar shal hatzvei Hashem avloi klam b'hadach ziv. Ah. So we have a kasha, ay, in Megillas Rus. V'hinei v'yaz b'mi beis lachem v'yoymer la'koytzerim Hashem imachem. B'yaz tells the koytzerim, God should be with you. He should have said, Yivarechecha Hashem. How could he say Hashem's name first? Debayaz Hizkar Hashem Tchilas Dibor. I didn't realize the Chida was going to ask this question because I have a Chsam Sofer that deals with this. We're going to see. But the Chida asked, how could Bayaz say Hashem Imachem? Efshir Debayaz Haya Oisik Betoira Bedibor Ibeher Lefachais Kamashikaz Atoiz Perkayanoito, the Tamachachem Digil Parshas Drachim, Tamid Behar Betoira. Bayaz was either learning before, either with words or with thought. The kosher came Bayaz, Rosh Hasanhedrin, Vayabami, Beislachem, Lasada, Vavadarach Hazeh, Hagam Shoya Muat, Loi Sagile, Beloi Devei Torah is definitely learning. Vachain Hain Bo Idenu Karba Torah, while he was learning, Omar Hashem Yimachem, Vlo Yizkar Hashem, Avloi Klum Chasram. He didn't just say God's name without saying something first. Vezesha Kosav, Vihine Vayaz, Bami, Beislachem, Devadai Hoy Oisik Batoira. That's where the pasuk starts off. Bayaz came from Beis Lechem. He was definitely learning. Ulekach Amar Hashem Yimachem Aval HaKoytzrim. But the harvesters, Schira Yoimheim, they were workers. Asukim B'malachdam. Therefore, they could not say Hashem Yimachem Amru Yivarechach Hashem. Says Chido, "V'zay yesh makom liyashiv divrei hazayir parshat zaschanan haniskar de laosid vaday kvarhim az oiskim oimahar batayre in maskim hashem avloiklum." That in other circumstances, we could say that in the future, people definitely will be engaged in learning, and therefore it's not considered saying Hashem's name, not on anything. But in Olam Hazeh, they were not involved in anything before. So therefore, it was prohibited. So bottom line is, we see there are three approaches to this din of Reb Shimon. The Rush says, you might stop in middle. You might retract your neder. The Shla says, the person might die. The Chida says, why explain Reb Shimon other than it's Reb Shimon l'shitase, and there's a din brought in the Zayar, you're not to say Hashem's name unless you say other words first. Okay? So those are the three approaches. Now, the question then is, the minhag ha'olam is if you meet someone, you say, Shalom Aleichem. The question is, Shalom is the name of Hashem. So how are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? According to the Chida, that you're not allowed to say Hashem's name on nothing, how could you say Shalom Aleichem? According to the Rush, you might stop. According to the Shla, you might die. All three reasons why you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. You ever wonder about that? How could you say Shalom Aleichem? So while we were learning the Gemara, we offered an answer. We quoted the Chsam Sofer. Today we're going to see it from the Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein. We were once at his kever in Ukraine, in Lvov. He says like this. Chazal tell us, Yan ki ka'imna b'hach, this is in Yardea Simen Kuf Memchas, b'hach in Yana, the Hakdama Shalom l'chal Adam. Since I'm talking about this inyan of being makdim shalom to every person, let me tell you that which Shas says, that if you're makdim shalom l'chal Adam, it's mareches yama v'shneisuf shal Adam. It's a skula for long life. A skula for long life is to greet your friend first. A skula to long life is to greet your friend first. V'alkin yuchal lahaschel b'shem, therefore you are allowed to begin with Hashem's name. Av she'amru chazal, even though chazal say, lo yoymer adam l'Hashem chatas, el chatas Hashem v'mkeme aroy lo yoymer, Alecha Hashalom, Kamoi Chatos Hashem, Leval Yaschav Hashem. This is our question. If you're not supposed to say Karban Lashem, if you're not supposed to say Lashem Karban, then why are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? You should greet someone, Alecha Shalom. So says Yeshua Yaakov, Amnam Kivan de Mavor B'Yushalmi, Hatam Shalom Yomer Lashem Chatos Shema Yomos. Since Yushalmi says the reason is because you might die, Bein Amiras Hashem Lechatas, V'nimtza Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatala. Avol Kan Sheretzoyne Lahakdim Shalom. But here, where you want to be the one to be makdim shalom, v'hu ma'arechas yama v'shnoisav shaladam, and it's going to lengthen your life. V'zehu sha'amar sheyitiru liyo shayal b'shalom chaveroi b'shem, dahainu sheyomer achar zeh ha'shayla v'yakdim ha'shem. Ah, by the way, you hear like this? The answer is, you know how you could greet your friend, Shalom Aleichem? Ah, you might die. The answer is, you're not going to die. Because if you're the one greeting your friend, it's a skula to live long. By the way, I would humbly suggest a new pshat based on this in the Gemara we had before. One second. On the Gemara before, the Gemara says that if you're put in cherem, you need 10 people to get you out of the cherem. And the Gemara says you need learned people. People learn Gemara. What do you do if you can't find? You go to the crossroads and you greet 10 people until you find you greet people until they until you find 10 people who are learned. So the Ran explained, why do you greet people? Because they're going to respond shalom unto you. And it will protect you from Yisurin until you get the 10 people to get you out of the cherem. Meaning, you greet them, and they're going to return the greeting, and that will protect you. But based on this Yeshua's Yaakov and the Yishalmi, you could say, no, it's not a matter of them returning the greeting, and that's what will protect you. By you greeting them, that will be a segula for you to have Arichas Yamim, and that will protect you until you're able to find 10 people to get you out of the cherem. And the Ran learns, you're dependent on their return bracha, but maybe it's you greeting them. That will be the... Okay, anyway, so you want to know that this only answers... Well, what about the answer you might change your mind? Or what about you can't say Hashem's name for naught? Yeah, look what he says here. He says... He answers the question by Rus. It says, because since he was the one who greeted them, in they said to me, they didn't greet him, they had to first say Yivarecha and then Hashem. L'kach yalfinon mi bayaz, we learn out from bayaz that you could be makdim Hashem's name to Shalom Aleichem. Sheyoch lahakdim Hashem va'omer Hashem imcha gibar hachayel. Now Shas brings another proof. The other va'oimer, another proof is Hashem imcha gibar hachayel. May va'oimer, v'kamer Hashas brachas daf samach gimel, v'chulei v'chitei mamalachu deka'amar labayaz tashma d'chsiv al tavoiz ki zikana imcha. Meaning the Gemara says va'oimer, we have to bring another raya. Meaning maybe it's an angel that said it to Boaz. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is if it's a malach, there's no chshash shema yamas. Okay, so again, there are three reasons to say karban l'Hashem. You might change your mind. You might die. Or you can't say Hashem's name on empty words. So you say, the Yeshua's Yaakov says, according to the reason that you might die, we could explain how you could say Shalom Aleichem and greet your friend first. Why? Because it's a skula l'arichas yamim. You want to know, according to the other reasons that you might retract, or you can't say Hashem's name on empty, what are you going to say? Let's see. The Chassam Sofer has another take on this. This Chassam Sofer is found in a very interesting sefer called Moshe MS V'Sayrasai MS. And the Chassam Sofer is bothered, how are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? How could you say Hashem's name on an empty words? Or you might retract. Actually, the Chassam Sofer is bothered by a different question. Why do we respond Aleichem Shalom? You just met the guy a second ago. You're already arguing with him? You know, you don't even know the guy. And he says, Yisham Aleichem. No! Aleichem Shalom! You haven't even met him. You don't even know what he does for a living. You're already arguing with him. So the Chassam Sofer says, Lama loy meishav loy gam kein shalom aleichem. The Tirits, we're afraid that if you greet him Shalom Aleichem, then somebody's going to come along, they're going to hear you say Shalom Aleichem, and they're going to think that the guy who you said Shalom Aleichem to you did not answer you. And if you don't greet somebody back, you're a Rasha, and they're going to suspect the guy being a Rasha. So we have the second guy answer Aleichem Shalom, so that nobody should suspect the first guy of not responding. Because if the second guy says Shalom Aleichem, they're going to think the first guy is not answering him. That's the Chassam Sofer. Shahashoyal Omer Shalom Aleichem, Amishim Omer Aleichem Shalom, Vali Dekin Yakir Yedu Shazah Amishim Lechabeiroi Vloy Shayaloi. And he says, what about handshakes? Mikubalim are not into handshakes. It's Darach Ahava V'Achdos V'Anivos. I want to say, he says, you know why we say Shalom Aleichem and they respond Aleichem Shalom? In Lech Lecha, we find Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin V'Ukoyen Lekel Elyon. So therefore he brings that if two tzaddikim meet each other, everyone has to learn a madriga from their friend. So Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin, he learned from Avraham the madriga of Hachnasas Archem, to give Lechem. And Avraham learned from him, who's a Kohen Lekel Elyon, Emuna. So therefore, the first guy says, Shalom Aleichem. How does that explain it? He says, the first guy says Shalom Aleichem. I'm giving you, I'm showing you your midah, and the friend responds, Aleichem Shalom, I learned from you your madriga. So they say different things. I'm not sure how that explains it, but sounds like the Chassam Sofer says that the reason why you respond Aleichem Shalom is so that no one suspects the first guy of not having answered you. And why do we do it that way? L'chor, the first guy should say Aleichem Shalom and the second guy should say Shalom Aleichem. Because according to the Chida's reasoning, that you don't say Hashem's name on an empty word unless you say Shalom is not really empty. It's not really, Shalom is not really Hashem's name. Okay, here's one more possibility. He says, V'hinei bayaz, this is a Chassam Sofer on Megillas Rus. V'hinei bayaz ba mimeis lachem, ayer melekoytzim Hashem imachem. Bayaz tells the harvesters, Hashem imachem, and they say to him, Mivarechecha Hashem. He says, "V'hinei husfas yaser afal gav delamedin minei sheshalim shalom shalom chaver b'shem mikamakim einin yana ilakan." Why do we need to know that Baya said Hashem mimachem and they said Yivarecha Hashem? V'yeshlamer b'sim lev my taima B'divrei bayas hiktim Hashem lahabracha v'amar Hashem l'machem v'hakoytzrim hikdimai habracha l'asgaras Hashem v'amru yivarechecha Hashem. Why did bayas first say Hashem's name and they first said yivarechecha? Avla inyan kach says l'chsam soifer based on our Gemara in Adarim Yudamid Beis la'yomer adam l'Hashem oila ela oila l'Hashem shema yamos b'toich diburai you might die v'nimtza hoitzi shem shemayim l'vatala. And that's why the Kaitzrim said Yivarechecha Hashem and not Hashem Yivarechecha. But the thing is, Bayaz knew he wasn't going to die. Amnam Bayaz hibid Baruch HaKodesh ki asu latzeis v'nenu ben hamisbarach v'sheish brachais. Chazal say that Bayaz saw Baruch HaKodesh, he was going to have a descendant who was going to be blessed with six brachas. Kumash Amar Chazal al Pasuk sheish hasa'oirim ha'ela ayin piyash rashi. Bayaz saw that the six barleys represented six descendants that would come from him. Even though that's not clear, because maybe he was just being merames to her, they were going to come from her. Maybe he saw they were going to come from him as well. Chazal say on the day that Rus came to the city, his wife died. And his 60 sons died. And his 60 daughters died. The only surviving child he had was the child he had from Rus. He had no wife. He had no children. He realized he would definitely live. He could definitely say Hashem Imachem. V'shap Rashmina G'dula say Shabayaz. He says Chassam Sofer, we could explain the Gemara in the end of Brachos that we learn from here, Yershoel B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem. And if you're going to say Bayaz did it on his own, it says Al Tavoiz Ki Zikna Imecha. So says Chassam Sofer, maybe you can't learn from there because maybe Bayaz was not concerned for Misa. But one thing is for sure, he was very old then, and when someone is old, we're definitely Choshesh for Misa. And that's what it means. Al Tava is Ki Zikna Imecha. Okay, interesting. Bottom line is that. Yeah, he died that night. Yep. But at least he survived the Hashem Imachem, you know. Bottom line is that the Chidah has a little bit of a Kabbalistic interpretation of why you should not say Lashem Karban, which is consistent with what Rav Shimon says in the Zayar, but it would be hard to understand how then you could greet somebody with Shalom Aleichem. The Chidah is bothered by Bayaz, how he could say Hashem's name first, and the Chidah says, well, Bayaz was learning Torah before. But the Chidah does not ask from Shalom Aleichem, probably because that's not really fully Hashem's name. So you could be makdim. In any event, that's something to think about. Nedarim Daf Yud. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. What? Yeah, good question. That's you know, Rabasi was asking that also, right? According to the other opinions, you might change your mind, or you might, or you know, why are we worried? You might change your mind and say Shalom, and then never mind, you know. I guess, right? I guess. Shkoyach, everyone. Kol tov. Have a good day. Say Shalom L'Shalom. Okay. Okay, just one more Ha'ara on this topic. I forgot to mention. Regarding this subject of Shalom Aleichem and how you could be the first to greet somebody, what do you do if you're in a situation by Kiddush Levana? We just said Kiddush Levana last night. And the minhag is we say Shalom Aleichem three times. And you're saying it by yourself. You know, it's for Kiddush Shavana, the Chachila, you should say Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, which means you don't really need a minion as long as you have three people. But let's say you don't have enough people to say Shalom Aleichem to. Do you say those words, Shalom Aleichem, even though there's nobody to be greeting? Are you even allowed to? Or is the whole heter based on the fact, I can only say Shalom Aleichem because I'm getting Arichas Yomim, like the Yeshua Yaakov says, I'm getting Arichas Yomim because I'm Makdim Shalom. But that's only if I have somebody to greet. If I don't have somebody to greet, maybe I'm not even allowed to say it. So what's the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem by Kiddush Lavana? There are three reasons. One reason the Matei Moshe says in Siman Tav Kof Mem, that since we just said Tipal Aleichem Emas V'Fachad, which is a lashon of a klala, so we like to give a bracha Shalom Aleichem, so that bracha should be chal. According to that, is it even applicable if nobody's around? The Levush says that since we did a great mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana, which is like Kabbalah Shechina, so we give shalom to each other, mitach simcha. The Elia Rabba brings the name of the Arizal, that the first kitrug of the world came through the Levana, who said, "E efshar l'shnei malachim l'shamish b'kasachad." You can't have two kings with one crown. Therefore, we say shalom aleichem, so there should not be any kitrug in the world. According to the first two reasons, it should not apply. If you're biyachidas, who are you giving? You didn't give anyone a klala, so who are you giving a bracha to? According to the Levush, also it doesn't seem to apply. But according to the third reason, that it's al pi kabbalah, because the first kitrug of the world came through the Levana, so then you would say it even biyachidas. Again, we're discussing whether you would say shalom aleichem by Kiddush Levana, even if nobody's around. There are three reasons given for Shalom Aleichem. Either because we just gave a klala of Tipa Aleim and Masav HaFachat, so we want to give a bracha, which would not apply if you don't have anyone to greet. The Levush says you just did a great mitzvah, so we want to greet each other b'simcha. And the Elia Rabba brings from the Ari that the first kitrug of the world came through the Levana, so we want to somehow undo that kitrug. But bottom line is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that if you're all by yourself, you'll still say Shalom Aleichem. Despite the fact that the Yeshua Yaakov said that the only reason you're allowed to say Shalom before Aleichem is because you're Makdim Shalom, it's a school of Arichas Yomim. That L'chor would not apply if you're not actually greeting anyone. But Reb Chaim said, even so, the minhag is you would say Shalom Aleichem even if you end up saying Kiddush Havana by yourself. Okay, I just wanted to show you this one last thing. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov. Be well. Bye.
They also would it apply to the one who says that you're afraid that you think you're a Rasha.
Right. So you mean according to that? Well, you would say Shalom Aleichem, but nobody needs to say to you Aleichem Shalom, right? Right, right. I hear. Okay. Kol tov, hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.